Live from the Toad Hop Network studios
in Hollywood. This is the ToadHopNetwork.com.
It is strongly addictive.
Radio worth watching.
Radio worth watching.
Why scorebig.com? Because scoresmall.com sounds awful.
Yeah, who's going to that website?
Scorebig.com is the place to go if you're looking for tickets to pretty much anything with the NFL coming up. You can get your tickets this season, and you're probably looking at the season schedule, and you can get your tickets well in advance at scorebig.com. You can, super duper savings, and even if a game says it's sold out, that's not true.
ScoreBig's got the hookup.
They always hold some tickets back, and that's where they end up. They end up at scorebig.com. So go there and try to get some tickets for your favorite team this season. You just type in, I think, a zip code, and you can find out what's going on in that area that ScoreBig has tickets for. And you can save up to 60% when you do it, 60 to 10%.
Yeah.
But then if you go there to scorebig.com and you type in Heidi and Frank, you're going to get an extra 30% off your first purchase.
Do all that
on
math,
top
Frank.
Of the 60 or the 10, whatever it might be. And so it's well worth it, and it's worth going back over and over and over again. Never pay full price for tickets ever again. It's scorebig.com, and type in the code HEIDIANDFRANK. That spells?
Heidi and Frank.
It does.
Look at that, how that all worked out.
Scorebig.com.
This is the Heidi and Frank Show. Heidi and Frank Show. Call Heidi and Frank now at 888-520-HF-SHOW. That's 888-520-4374. Email them at show at HeidiandFrank.com. Follow them on Twitter at Heidi and Frank. The Heidi and Frank Show at HeidiandFrank.com.
Welcome to the Heidi and Frank Show. Yes, we are here. We are live. We don't mess around. Every single weekday, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time, live from Hollywood, California, the true capital of entertainment.
Don't you look pretty today?
Do you like my green?
It
brings out my eyes.
It's lovely to see you in a different color other than black.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking through my closet.
Yeah.
I really don't have any clothes.
What do you mean?
I mean, I have clothes, but they're...
They don't fit you?
That's turning into a Stillwell. Like, it's like I got black tees. I have like that one red tee. It's Butt Drugs t-shirt. And then I got this green one that I got at American Eagle.
Yeah, that looks good. The V-neck looks good.
I know. Normally not a V-neck.
But it's a high V-neck.
It's a very high V.
It's not a smeezy V-neck.
Got a high V up here.
Yeah, that looks good.
So, I need to get some clothes. I was trying to find a collared shirt the other day. I don't have any short sleeve collared like summer shirts, like dressy. Nothing.
Tell Farty to go just run to Target. They have great stuff there.
I'm
telling you. They have great guys clothes. Well, they've,
I'm not bashing Target. It's just like... you're getting the whole makeover.
Say whole makeover. Yeah. I mean, they're not cutting my head off. They're going to redo my hair.
But that is a thought. Let's not take that off the table.
Right. All of a sudden, it's just.
Let's leave that as an option. It's like, what do you want?
Well, we can let people vote
on
it.
New head?
We could put up some sort. I know there's a poll.
Highlights?
I know there's a poll question now about is she hot or not, or Spank Bank or Piggy Banks.
We'll get to that. That was... A picture of a famous woman. She's on the beach, and it was from behind. Then I said, Spank Bank or Piggy Bank, why don't you go there and vote? And it was a mystery celebrity. But when Ian posted the picture, I guess the picture has her name in the whatever.
Yeah, I saw my Twitter blowing up last night about that.
The mystery's been blown. And so now if you know who it is and you never liked her to begin with, you're not going to look at that ass and go, I'll spank her to that. So here we go. Spank Bank, Piggy Bank. Let's just get it out of the way. Since you know who she is, it's Gwen Stefani.
Oh.
On the beach.
Well, who doesn't like Gwen Stefani?
She's 42 years old. She's got a couple kids.
Got two little boys, yeah.
And
Zumba.
Keeping it tight. Is that what she does, Zumba?
No, I'm saying isn't one of her kids like Jenga and Zumba or something?
No, I don't know. I think she did the Zumba.
No.
That's how she keeps in shape.
Oh, by the way, I bought that. What?
Isn't that just like dancing videos?
Yeah, which if you can't dance, it's impossible to keep up. They're like, it's so much fun. I bought that and I bought Shailene. It's all part of that beach body, you know, the P90X
and
Insanity. Then I bought a Shailene's like lean workout.
Is that when they just move their hips for their abs?
Well, that's Zumba. But Shailene like this. I couldn't even keep up. I couldn't even. I was like, by the time I figured out what she was doing, they're on to another workout. I'm like, this is not for me. So I gave it away.
Is that strictly a female exercise program?
The Shailene?
No, Zumba. It's dance. It's dance aerobics, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there were some fellas in there. They may have been sassy.
Because there's
a
bar out close to my house that during the day they rent it out as a Zumba studio.
Oh. Well, we should go.
No, I was thinking.
Why not try
would
it together?
That be a good place for a guy to go pick up
oh,
ladies?
Of course.
No, I don't know if ladies seeing you do Zumba. I mean, yoga class is one thing. Like if you can, if you're doing yoga and there's a bunch of hot yoga chicks in there, mm-hmm. you might be able to, you know, connect your chakras with somebody.
Here's what you guys are.
But I don't know about Zumba when you're in there and you got, you know, hey.
No.
Come here often? I don't even know that's what they do.
Here's what guys need to realize.
But I'm wore out already, and I just did that for like a second.
Yeah. Well, your burrito's still settling, too.
I know, that burrito.
You shouldn't work out so quickly after eating. You could cramp up. Don't swim either, by the way. Guys, women appreciate an effort. So she's like, that was so sweet. I mean, he's awful.
We took a dance class together.
But he was awful, but so sweet that he was trying.
A dance class together means you already have the woman. Showing up at a dance class alone, well, maybe. But then you're probably going to end up dancing with Betty White, like some old lady who had, you know, husband died and she just wants to dance.
No, but then you got the hot young girl going, oh, my God.
The hot young instructor?
Yeah, like, oh, that is so sweet. Look at him twirling her around. She's so happy. Look, he's so sweet. And then she might do that with Betty White, I'm going to have to cut in on this one, Betty.
I'd have to audit the class to find out what the instructor looks like, because that's really the only person you're going to get if you go to a dance class.
By yourself.
By yourself.
Yeah.
Zumba class by yourself. I'm asking the ladies, 323-622-8623. That's the number we're using this week. 323-622-TOAD.
Huh.
That's how you spell it out. So give us a call. Hmm. Because I was talking to somebody the other day. I think I was talking to Jackie Bray from old
Huff and Stapes.
Huff and Stapes show. Mm-hmm. She was on Two Guys and a Mic on Tuesday night.
Why doesn't she just stay with Two Guys and a Mic?
Well, I think she misses the whole thing, and that was such a great show, Huff and Stapes with Jackie, and so I don't know, maybe just maybe I'm working on it.
Jackie Bray,
we'll try to Jackie Bray get them back on. I mean, seriously, they were a good show, but she has a boyfriend who's in New York, and she was complaining like, you know, guys in L.A.
Wait, he lives in New York or he's there for work?
No, he lives in New York. It's the total long distance relationship. She's in L.A. He's in New York, and. She's like, well, guys in L.A., you know, it's hard to meet a guy in L.A.
Well, she shouldn't be looking to meet a guy. She's got a boyfriend in New York.
Well,
Jackie.
Question was, you know, why do that? I mean, hell, you're in L.A. There's guys here, plenty of them. She's like, well, where do you meet a guy in L.A.? And would it be a Zumba studio?
Here's what I think. You do what you like doing.
You got to pretend to be gay. I'm like, no, I've never.
No. Listen,
I've never even seen one.
Maybe to
Will
get,
you show me yours?
Maybe to get laid, but not today.
Can you get a close up? Can I get a snippy? Ooh, it's not that bad.
Oh, maybe you've changed me. Anyway,
Seriously. Yeah, you totally just every chick in the Zumba class.
I think you just stick with the stuff that you like to do. And those people, like, don't. I mean, you obviously don't want to go to a bar, but do the stuff you like to do. Join, like, if you're a runner, I would join a running club. Like, I like to run, so I would join a running club to meet like-minded people. Now I'm doing what I like to do. I feel confident, and now I'm meeting people who like to do it too.
So people in running clubs have sex with each other because they're all looking.
Yeah, but they do it while they're running. Yeah, we're just a great match because we can do it. You know, this guy runs a little faster than me, so it doesn't really work out. But you find that person who's on your pace.
You get the perfect stride together.
And you get that, you know, and you're just running and no one even knows. It's like tandem running.
I think if two people were having sex from running, I would know.
Like, well, it depends on the.
Wow, he's a little close. He's really getting that windbreak from her. He's just relaxing back there. He's not doing any work at all.
Maybe.
I think her legs are actually sucking his legs forward. Maybe. He's not even trying.
I think it depends on the position. Maybe if they were trying the old 69, you'd be able to tell. Funky was. She's up top and her legs are just going like this and he's still running.
They always have that husband carrying the wife competition.
Yeah.
And there's a way to do that where she wraps her legs around his head.
Oh, that's right.
And holds onto his waist, but she's on his back and he's, you know, running through this course with, you know, carrying his wife.
Could rotate.
Turn it around.
Yeah.
Make it a.
She can
if you
hold
have
on.
A spectator sport like that, yeah, it's like she's no hands.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. When you hit the bump, she's like a.
She's just got to hold on. I'd watch that.
Right? It'd be bigger than the Olympics.
You can also tweet us anytime you like here at Heidi and Frank, and you can email the show@HeidiandFrank.com.
Have you ever told the story about how you met Farty? Like, where did you first meet her?
I don't know.
Oh, dear. It's been that long.
Where did I meet her?
I feel I'm...
A bar?
In
it was
mind,
I was definitely a bar.
There's a pool table when you met Farty.
Yeah, there was a pool table.
Oh, that's right. You were like her and her friend or something was playing.
No, it was just her. Me and my friend.
Oh, that's right. You met at a bar.
But like, that's what she was into, bars.
Well, yeah.
But I think a lot of women go to bars because that's like...
That's what guys are into.
Yeah, so it's like, where are guys? Well, guys are at bars. So let's go to a bar to possibly meet guys. Not that all women are into going to bars. Like, not all guys are into going to Zumba class. But, all right, that's where women are, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go to Zumba class.
But then why is it... But then the bars get such a bad rap. Like, what am I going to do? I'm going to meet a guy in a bar? But yeah, you do meet guys in bars. I mean, you're still together and you met at a bar. I mean, how many stories turn out, oh, we've been married for 11 years. Oh, where'd you guys meet? In a bar. I mean, are there those stories where
I'd say 70% of couples met in a bar.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're probably right.
I mean, there is no official survey. No, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Probably 70%. Where'd you meet? Oh, online. I forgot.
MySpace.
Mm-hmm. You...
I met at my...
At a bar or a drinking party?
No, it was... we were having a gathering. Not even a gathering. It was a... my ex and I were having our friend Tracy over for dinner. And she was like... And we're like, well, bring somebody if you want. I mean, whatever. And she goes, yeah, maybe...
God, that sounds so awful.
Well, we're having people over for dinner.
No, how you met... She brings over this random chick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're with somebody else. And now you're with that random chick that was brought to dinner. It's a horrible story to tell children. How did your mommy meet? Well, you see, I was with this other woman and she came over and then we made eye contact over the candles. And
10 years we fought the urge. Yeah, it was one of those things where she goes, oh, okay, I'm going to bring Chris. And I was like, have I ever met this Chris? No, I don't think you have. And I hadn't. And we opened the door, and I knew Tracy, and I was like, oh, Tracy. And then Chris is standing there, and I'm like,
really? Your face dropped. So did she notice?
From what I'm told from Tracy, who was standing there seeing my face, my ex didn't see in that moment. But Tracy was like, uh-oh.
Shouldn't have brought her.
Yeah. No, but it's
so you didn't ever, I mean, I know how you are.
No, but Frank, I've never in my life... whether it was with men or women or whatever, I had never had an initial electric attraction to somebody. I might go, oh, she's pretty, or oh, he's hot, or whatever. But I never had that, like, what's happening to me? What is going on in my insides?
That's why I find it hard to believe that you could hide it. I mean, all night long, you're having dinner, you're having conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, she's the funniest person in the world. And... You know, I mean, I think we've all been there when you
pass the potatoes. Oh, you're so
when
funny.
You've been with somebody for a while and they meet somebody for the first time and there is that little attraction and they're just like, oh, I'm talking to him. It's like, God damn it. Look at that. What the fuck? We've all been there. So I can't imagine you were able to hold it back. So after dinner and they left, did you get a little shit for it? It's like, so.
Not that night.
Look at Mrs. Giggles.
Not that night. I think I tried to do my level. I stayed very busy. You know, I'm a hostess anyway. So I was very up and busy so that I didn't have to sort of be there at the table.
You're being nice to everyone.
Yeah.
Servy to everybody.
So that way I was busy. So I didn't have to be.
Feeding everyone individual grapes.
Yeah, with my mouth.
Yes.
One for you. Two for you. Oh, wait. You're dropping it. Oh, there we go. We got it. Well, maybe she was on to me. I don't know.
Have you in the 10 years that you guys have been together? Have you been together 10 years?
No.
How long have you been together now?
Let's see. Mm-hmm. It'll be 8.
Okay, so
in January.
In the 8 years that you've been together, have you ever noticed her have a little like when she saw somebody for the first time at a party? And she got a little giggly, and you were like, God damn it. What is she doing?
I'd bust her on that. I'd be like, would? Oh,
so
somebody's
in the 8 years, she never had a gleam for anybody in front of you. Because it's hard to hold back. You know what I'm saying, Shmees? I mean, when it's electric like that, you weren't trying.
It is impossible.
It hits you like a bolt of lightning, and you're like,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. You can't stop that.
Well, she said, like, I haven't seen the thing that we had together, but she's been very on. We'll be at a party, and she'll be like, that is a beautiful girl. And I'll go, who, where? And she goes, I don't know. Who's she coming? And I'm like, she's really pretty. That's it. I mean, but it's never been. But she will say a girl is beautiful or whatever.
That's a girl that she didn't have the electric over. She just thought she was pretty. All right, let's take a call. Hello, you're on the Heidi and Frank Show. What's your name? Really?
Oh, interesting.
The thing on?
Is that,
I don't
is that,
hear anything.
What kind of... background are you that you have that sort of first name?
Turn down your radio. Nothing. Seems to help when people say that.
Hmm.
Nothing. Okay. Call back. Here's the number, 323-622-8623. 323-622-TOAD. Call up the Heidi and Frank show.
I actually have statistics on where couples met.
Well, look at you, man.
And you, what was your guess? Bars would
70?
Be number
70%
one.
70% bars.
Heidi, what do you say is the number one place people meet bars. Their partners?
Workplace.
Yeah, probably. Workplace or bar.
Those are the top two answers.
Ding.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Who knows couples better than you and I do?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
nobody,
right. Yeah.
Probably. Except this people who did this study. Yeah.
So who wins? Workplace? Bar?
At 17.4%, place of work takes the lead.
Okay.
Over 16.2 at a bar,
ooh,
pub, or club.
Ooh, that's
70.
You won silver medal, though. I got
silver,
the, I got the
silver
gold.
Medal.
And look at me. Online has now bypassed introduced by a friend. Online, 15.1% of couples.
That's sad.
See, the introducing by the thing that introducing by a friend is everybody thinks they're Cupid, and I've been guilty of that too. Where I'm like, I know somebody, but then if that doesn't work out, it's all screwy. Or they meet that person, like, how would you think that I would be? That no, it screws up friendships that way.
You never know. I mean,
I know.
I don't want to think you're a shallow person. If I, you know, so oh shit, they just hung up.
Yeah.
Call back. Number's 323-622-8623.
People really do have ADD. They're like, ring.
323. It was ringing for a while.
Oh, it was?
I was waiting for you to complete your
sentence. I can't see what's
your
happening.
Sentence. I know,
if
I know,
saw the
I
phone
know.
Was ringing, I'd be like, so, and then?
All right,
oh, never mind.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to, like, hold up this? I'll go. That means phone.
Okay. Okay. Everybody can see that? Yeah. And then he sees.
I can put the ringer on, and then we could all just hear
we could
it.
Be
no, because then that would interrupt the thought process. I think this is like more, this is more subtle.
Yeah, I think that's subtle. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So next time somebody calls, I'll do this.
And I'll go. And then.
Okay.
Okay. There should be.
I don't want the ringer. Hello?
Hello?
323-622-8623.
Have you had that?
Test out the new system.
Have you had that feeling since you've been with Shmoo where you had that, like, just elect, like, bowled over, like you said?
Now,
that,
be honest.
Okay, I'm being honest.
God.
Where you've met a friend or you
lying.
Saw, or you're like, oh my.
In the time I've met Shmoo, I have not experienced that. But when I was with my ex for 6 years, I experienced that twice.
A day.
There were two different girls, a girl named Lindy. That the second I met her, I was nuts.
You were like,
over.
Habba, 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 habba.
I probably would have left my girlfriend for her.
If she'd have showed you any interest. But, it was never a situation where there was interest to be had.
Exactly. It was just mutual friends. She was just hanging out. She was hilarious, beautiful.
But if
she
she'd have grabbed you
balls,
and took you into a closet and started kissing you, you wouldn't have stopped it.
I think I would have had. I mean.
What's this girl look like?
She was just cute.
If you had to compare her to a celebrity.
Like your type, like dark with big moves?
No, not my normal type. No,
interesting.
Yeah, she was kind of
tinier than you.
Kind of freckly.
Freckly.
Like used to be.
Lindsay Lohan freckly?
No. It like she used to have like me basically.
How do you used to have freckles?
Well, I used
well,
to be
they,
super
used,
freckly.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too. As a kid, I looked.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see.
This is gonna work out awesome.
Hello, you're on the Heidi and Frank show.
Hey.
Hey. What's your name?
Hey. I'm Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
I got married pretty young, and shortly after I got married, I met a man who, I swear to God, the world stopped, and music played, and there were angels and mm-hmm. all that stuff, and I thought about him for years and years and
years.
Yes, it happens, Frank. I did the same thing. Years.
Yes. Years.
So, and you were a newlywed. You just got married and saw this guy. Where do you see him?
Well, he was friends with my sister, and I still think about him. And oh my gosh, I've been married for 15 years now.
How do you think about him? Do you think about him in bed with your husband, or do you just randomly think about him when you're daydreaming?
Oh God, I think about him. Yeah, I mean, sometimes. When I'm with my husband, sometimes I just stalk him on Facebook.
Yeah. Do you ever ask your sister, like, so is he, dating anyone or married or what?
You know, he got married. What's funny about that is that he said that it took his wife that he's now married to get over me. And that had been years. And he said that in front of her. that it took meeting her to get over me. And
I thought you guys were never together. I mean, you just saw this guy for the first time after you just got married. You were never together.
I did. We were literally together in the same room for like an hour.
He had that same feeling.
And he fell in love with you right the moment you fell in love with him, but you were taken.
Oh, God, that's like...
Why don't you leave your husband?
Well, he's married, too.
But, I mean, back then, I mean, if he admitted that he had the same lightning bolt, then why didn't you just leave your husband at that point?
I don't know.
Did he tell you, Catherine, did he tell you, like, or you didn't know that he had that same physical and emotional reaction to you?
Oh, yes, I did. I swear to God, the heavens opened up.
Yeah, I swear.
Mm-hmm. And he said, he would say to my sister, you know, because they'd be friends.
Maybe he just had a banana in his pocket.
You know, that old gag.
You know, but, he wasn't really that happy to see you.
He would ask if he could call me and... How married is she? And
how married is she? What a dick.
Oh, you've all used it. Oh, yeah.
No, I never
Your man's not with you tonight. If you were my lady, I wouldn't be letting you out of my sight.
Oh, that's such a dick move.
Are you happy? Are you happy?
I've never used it. I don't need to ask if they're happy. I know they're not happy. That's pretty much rhetorical.
No, they go, I'm married. Happily? Yes, happily. You have.
I've never said happily.
No, you go, you married? Yeah, I'm married.
You want to fuck? Let's cut to the chase. You're married.
No strings attached.
All right. Now, I want you to be honest here. Okay, Catherine?
Yes.
Did you ever hook up with this guy?
No, never.
Not even a kiss.
I'm like you, Frank. I'm loyal to the core.
And you're still with the same guy you married?
Uh-huh.
Does he know about this guy?
Yeah. Do you love him?
He does. I used to call him my boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
In front of your husband. You refer to that guy as your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Catherine.
But it was sort of like a joke. Ha-ha.
That's not a joke. We know it's not a joke. You're serious.
It's not a joke. Like heaven's opened up and angels.
I would say it like that.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Could you call your husband that other guy's name in bed and would he get upset?
No, but I named my son after
him. Oh, my God!
Catherine! Oh, dear.
And your husband knows this guy's name?
She's screaming at her kid, she's like, Jonathan, get in here. Oh, Jonathan, Jonathan. Oh, mommy is so angry. Jonathan, mommy is going to whip your ass. Just, you know, memory.
So your husband knew this guy's name, and you called him your boyfriend. And when you had a son, you named him after that guy.
Wow.
I don't know that my husband knew his name, because I don't think he'd have gone for that.
What possessed you to do something so horrible? I mean, having a fantasy guy, like you had this magic moment, this brief magic moment, and having the fantasy is fine, but to actually go and name your kid that and to like
secretly
and to stalk him on Facebook and you say you're loyal like a dog, but really, how loyal are you? Doesn't sound like you're very loyal to me.
Well, she never acted on it.
I mean, I can see a woman and go, wow, you know, if I was, I mean, a little butterfly there. Maybe if I was single, I'd probably pursue that. But then that's it. I'm not going to name my next kid after that chick. That's a little out
this
there.
This is my daughter, Cinnamon. Oh, all right.
Destiny Hooker.
Right.
That's what
that
happened.
Was just a tribute.
Her dad is in love with a stripper somewhere.
And an unrequited woman.
So, do you have any other kids?
Yeah, I do.
Did you name them after, like, Oprah?
Oprah? You have a daughter named Oprah?
No.
Oh.
Your phone cut out. I thought you named your daughter Oprah. Oh. I was like, okay.
I'm really surprised there aren't more little girls named Oprah, aren't you?
No.
Doesn't that surprise you?
Oprah's a horrible name. I don't care how big she gets and how iconic she is.
Listen, there are a lot of horrible names.
But Oprah is the top list of shit names.
No,
Oprah.
Not anymore. Maybe when Oprah was named Oprah, they were like, you're naming that child, what? But not now, Oprah. I mean, like little black girls named, why aren't there more Oprahs being
because
named?
It's Oprah. Oprah is so big that it's like there's no Cher's. Or Sherry's. It could be Oprah-E's.
Well, I think Cher is Cherilyn or
but
something.
I'm saying there's no Madonnas.
That's true.
If you're so big, no one can ever name their kid that. There's no Hitlers.
Well, there shouldn't be a Hitler, but
no, Adolf is gone.
Madonna?
Adolf is gone.
Little Madonna?
No, that's how you truly know you've made it, when no one names their kid after your name anymore.
Wow. Oh, all right.
Well, Catherine, thanks for being honest with us, okay?
You're welcome.
I think, oh my God, I feel so bad. Well, I'm not. As long as your husband's ignorant and in the dark, and you're and.
No, but Frank, pretend you're married to this chick and you find all this out. Won't you consider that cheating?
Not really cheating. I would just be like, I can't believe you're such a evil bitch. I mean, like deep down.
You would not feel emotionally betrayed.
I would feel, yeah. That.
Like, would you say, why didn't you leave me in the, if you knew you felt this way about this guy and you knew he felt this way about you,
I would never,
right after our
I would
marriage,
never feel truly loved.
Mm-mm. Like a piece of
by
her heart
you
was
ever again.
Been you're putting held. That kid to bed every night, and he has her ex loves.
You just put a sign over the bed that says "I settled."
Oh,
that way he can.
I did.
He,
oh,
oh my God, man!
I know.
Oh, Catherine.
But she's
how
one
long
of those
been
girls.
Married?
She
no.
says loyal like a dog,
but
and
how
she
long?
Made a commitment.
That doesn't matter. Loyal like a dog. A dog doesn't settle on you. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, dogs well, think
it
oh
does,
my God,
yeah,
you're the girl.
It goes in a circle and finally settles.
That's he's checking for snakes.
He scratches the pillow. He settles it.
He's checking for snakes.
How long you been married?
15 years.
15 years, and you're not happy.
No.
If this guy called you and said, "You know what? Enough already. Life
if he, if
is
he got
too
divorced,
short.
If he yeah. got divorced tomorrow, what would you do?"
If that happened tomorrow, and he called me up. At this point, I'd go.
Wow.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So this is exactly how Heidi's ex felt, where it's like, this guy spent 15 years with you, and it was all just a waste of his time. It was a 15-year facade. You were just waiting on this guy to come to you and say he wants you.
That's, yeah.
I remember when the Italian, when I found out through
why
friends that,
so mean?
That she got engaged, and I was like, I felt like a knife got pushed into my chest cavity and twisted and turned, like nausea kicked in.
This
I was
is,
like, I'm with somebody.
This is what
my
bothers
me. She's engaged.
Are you staying together because you have kid? The kids?
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
Yeah. 9 and 12.
9 and 12.
So you're yeah. going, I got 9 more years until I
so can. When the kids are gone, do you think you're going to split?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Does your husband know anything? I mean, does he feel the same way? Is he unhappy and you guys are just going through the motions and you know it's for the kids? Or is he oblivious and he's in love with you still and he thinks everything's hunky-dory?
No, I don't think he. I don't think he was ever all that crazy in love with me either, honestly.
No.
Now that I think
why'd you get married?
It.
Did he knock you up? No, you've only been married 15 years and you have a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
So why'd you get married to begin with if you weren't even in love with each other?
I don't know.
Because you're going, well, he's a good man and he's a
we're
good
straight
provider.
And we can.
Yeah, I know. You're just rubbing it in. Like, yeah, we can even marry people we're not in love with, gays.
Ha ha. Suckers.
We can marry people and be miserable. Oh, well.
Yep.
Oh, Catherine. You know what I say? Life is too short. And if that's how you feel.
How often do you have sex?
I would get out.
We have a great sex life, actually, and I never refuse him, and I do anything he wants to do. And
well, then so, he doesn't give a shit.
Right? He's going. I don't care. You're thinking about him the whole time. Yeah. I'm getting laid.
As long as you get your
guys are easy.
Yeah. As long as you're pretending, you know that's his dick in your mouth. I don't care.
Yeah. As long as I'm getting mine.
It's really mine. I don't care. So really, yeah, he probably doesn't care. As long as if you were. Totally cold, and he was just, you know, in a horrible marriage. But if you're giving it up all the time and he's doing his thing and you never say no, oh, man, I'm torn about you. I'm really torn.
Mm.
I feel bad for you.
I do, too, because I know that life can be really, really great. But you just got to move on, I think. Kids are not. Like, when people go,
how old
we
are
stay
you,
together
Catherine?
For the kids, I don't get that.
How old are you?
I'm 38. I'm 38.
Oh, you got married young.
You better
too.
Stick with that. You're 38. Nobody's going to want your old ass. Seriously, you better stick with what you got.
Does the
accept what you have, the decisions you made, be responsible for the life, the path you chose, okay? And you can fantasize about this guy the rest of your life, but you better stick with this one you have right now.
Does he still look good? You said you Facebook stalk him. Does he still look as you remember him?
Yeah, he looks like George Clooney.
Oh, God.
Now, what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
I've heard people say Natalie Portman, but I'm curvier than she
George
is.
Clooney and Natalie Portman.
You're a fat Natalie Portman?
Fattily Portman.
No, I'm not fat. I'm
she put the port
than
in Portman.
Heidi, but I'm more like Heidi is.
Fattily Portlyman.
Did you hear that?
No.
I'm not fat. I'm smaller than Heidi. You didn't hear that? Oh my God! Line of the day.
Thanks,
Catherine. You redeemed yourself with me.
Oh.
Line of the day.
And you've broken my heart like your husband's.
Fatly, portly man.
Yeah, Fatly, you call anytime, okay?
Thanks, Catherine.
Send me a picture of you. I want to see what Fat Natalie Portman looks like.
I'm friends with you on Facebook, Frank.
I haven't been on Facebook in a long time. You know, I heard that Facebook shares plummeted again because they got to a certain point where people could sell their shares. And now it's like $20, opened up at 38.
Here's what Facebook, it's worth. A penny. Because the mobile app is a joke. I'm very rarely on there because I go on my phone and
I'm on the Twitter now.
I click Facebook and guess what? Spin. Does nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that's why I'm not on there because it's awful.
All right. But I'll check it out just to see you, okay?
All right. I'm good.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye.
Wow.
323-622-8623. 323-622-TOAD is the number. You can give us a call, or you can tweet us at Heidi and Frank live during the show, or email us show at HeidiandFrank.com. And Shmeez is supposed to be over there reading the shout-outs. Anybody in the shout-out room saying anything special?
You know what? Dr. Paul had a good shout-out. He said, someone I was with casually in college apparently had deeper feelings for me that she never admitted. After we went our separate ways, she married someone with the exact same name. She told me eventually that wasn't an accident.
Oh. She's crazy. He's probably lucky.
He said half flattering, half creepy.
Yeah, that's psycho crazy woman. Mm. So,
I couldn't have you, but I got another Paul.
My ex did that too. She said, I always wanted to be Mrs. Smith, so I married another Smith.
Wait.
How'd you find another Smith?
Yeah, I mean, my God. Like a
she
needle
must have
in a haystack.
The world over.
How is John Jacob Jingleheimer doing these days? Is it good? Does she hyphenate, or how does all that work? Have you kept in touch?
I mean, it's a hell of a nameplate on her desk at work. My God. It's going to wrap around. It goes on all corners, all sides. All right. To give us a call, 323-622-8623. We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
The Heidi and Frank Show.
The thing that I really liked is that it defies expectations in a lot of ways.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.